We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA Ask Me Anything to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We'll start with James, who's in Johns Creek. Hey, James.
Hey, James, how are you doing? You know, I call, you know, a couple times a week and everything. I'm a gentleman, you know, went to school with Randy McMichael. And I wanted to tell y'all first, I appreciate, now that I told y'all, you know, Georgia Tech was going to be FSU, I really appreciate y'all giving Georgia Tech more love.
There you go.
I appreciate that. Before I ask my two questions, I wanted to go ahead and tell you, you can bank on it, Georgia Tech is going to be in the 12-team playoffs. And the Braves are going to win the NL East.
Right.
You bet on it. Them two things are going to happen.
Right.
But my question is for Randy. Since he was, a lot of people don't know this, but he played Miami Dolphins, and I think he was very underrated as a player. I think he was very, very good in everything. So I wanted to give him props on that.
Thank you,
James.
But my question to you is, I'm going to use Mike Budenholzer as an example, okay? When he coached for the Atlanta Hawks, okay, he wanted out, you know, coaching for Atlanta Hawks. Well, the Atlanta Hawks had to pay him to leave. And I don't think that's right. If you don't want, you know, just like any of us, just like with you, you know, Randy and Andy, if y'all don't want to work for who you're working with now, and you say, come in, you say, I want to leave, they're not going to pay you for another year, 2 years, or whatever. They're going to say, here, thank you. This has been nice working with you. You know, I don't think that you should be, you know, any team or any sport should be paying you.
Hey, James, do you have a question?
Yes, sir.
You got a question, James?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wanted to ask y'all's opinion on that.
Okay.
And then also I wanted to ask your opinion on, like, when a player gets hurt, okay, and they get hurt, just like, you know, us in general in working, if a player gets hurt or whatever, do y'all think they should still be, you know, should they still be paid what they should, or should they be like a regular with us, work, just get regular work in this
conversation? All right. Like, Thank you, James.
All right, James.
I mean, here's the thing, and I think, I don't know if it's going to help or not, but maybe it will.
Okay.
It's a mentality just to sort of keep in mind. They're not like us.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing you got to understand about James is they're not.
Whether you're a player or coach or whatever, like, it's just, it's a different economy that exists inside the world of professional sports. guaranteed contracts exist in that world in a way that don't really all that often outside of that world. And yeah, I mean, guys get paid to leave sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
Some of the best work you can get in sports right now is being a fired college football coach.
Hell yeah. But no, I mean, and a lot of times when players get hurt, they do keep their money.
Well, I think they should get paid. They got hurt playing the sport. They didn't do it on purpose.
They didn't do it on purpose. But yeah, you should get paid.
Yeah. And, you know, they try to come back and play later. James wants to take
you
James, get hurt.
James, you get
give
hurt,
me that money
you
back.
Give it. Damn, James.
All right, Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey guys. So just a quick update. So still in Buckhead, but did stay in Decatur the other day.
Good news.
So that was we're on the up and up.
All right.
But so I've got another challenge though. So kind of winning over, you know, my lady again, but the other woman involved doesn't really care for me, which happens to be her mom. So I've got two questions. So one is, any suggestions on what maybe I should consider to do that? And then I have a Falcons question.
Okay,
too,
James, are you
married? This is Andrew.
Andrew, I'm sorry. Are you married to this young lady?
No. We moved into the neighborhood where she grew up, where her mom happened to live in the same neighborhood also.
What did you do? Because usually it's fathers who hate the boyfriend. What did you do for her mother to not like you?
We just had a little spat here and there and stuff. The other day where I said, hey, you kind of sound like a child right now.
And then she went and told her mother. Sure. And then her mother's like, don't you be talking to my baby like that.
Sure.
James, the only thing.
It's not James.
I'm sorry. James on my mind right now.
Yeah, James went for a long time.
All right.
No, James is going crazy.
Andrew.
Yeah, no, James got me fired up too.
Andrew, you got to marry her, dog. You gotta marry. Because the thing about mother-in-laws, okay? All right, mother-in-laws with daughters who are married will always be on the husband's side. Okay? I'm speaking from experience. All right. If I call Mary Jane and say Donna did something, you know what she goes, Donna, why are you doing that to Randy? That's what she does every single time.
Yeah. That's your experience.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, wonderful. Yes. Never had a problem with her, which is great. My brother, she never came around. She was sort of in an Andrew situation.
Yeah, that's true.
Where my brother was in an Andrew situation where he was like, I don't know, maybe I can finally prove my worth to her. Never happened.
Yeah.
And she might have been a part of the undercutting of the marriage.
Andrew,
sometimes you can't marry your way out of it.
I know. So I don't want to put that on you, dog. But, you're in trouble, Andrew.
Because
at least my mother-in-law, and again, I love my mother-in-law. She lives on the other side of the country, in California.
Sure.
Yours lives in the same neighborhood.
Neighborhood is tough.
Dude.
She can just drop by whenever she wants.
Yeah. And don't have to say when she's coming over. You know that, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Andrew's in a tough spot.
Andrew's a tough spot, dog. Yeah. Phew. Yeah, man. I know what to tell you, but I don't want to tell you that.
Right. Like, I don't. You know, right. I know what I think he should do.
I know what I think he should do. But what me and you say? Y'all can't come stay with us.
Right, right. You can't come stay with us. But I don't know. Maybe there's other fish in the sea. I like her. I met her. She's nice.
She's awesome.
She's really nice.
She's awesome.
But this sounds like a lot, you know, for... They're not even engaged.
Y'all ain't engaged. How y'all ain't engaged, but y'all moving in together?
Maybe she's get her pregnant.
What happens when you break up? Who gets the security deposit?
Was that bad advice?
What?
Should he just get her pregnant?
No. No, but we're just having fun,
Andrew,
because she listens too, though.
I know she does.
But I'm just telling you.
And I'm not saying that I hope that they figure it out.
Y'all need to figure it out, James, all right? Because
it's not James, it's Andrew.
Andrew, you need to figure it out because I like her. You cool, whatever. But your girl is cool as hell, man.
She's really cool.
And we would like her to come to more, outings and bring you. So fix it.
There it is.
Fix it.
Tobobby is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tobobby.
All right, so I have the coolest mother-in-law in the world, so I don't feel
there you go. Perfect. Say it loud.
And speaking of my mother-in-law, that means I'm married to my wife, and it's now been 2 years as of today. So happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary, brother!
Congratulations.
We are going back to the restaurant where we had our first date at, and our first date lasted for 9 hours.
How do you have a 9-hour date?
My question to you guys is,
I know.
I mean, obviously, lunch, like, hold on, Andy.
Oh.
The date wasn't just sitting eating, right?
Well,
never mind.
No, it was multiple parts to the date.
Lunch
went really well. That led to something else. Led to something else. That eventually ended in dinner.
Okay.
All right. How was y'all's first date with your wife, and how long was it?
Oh man,
longer than 9 hours.
It was long. My first date with my wife was. Ooh. It was over dinner, and I had a good time. Great, great, great conversation and everything like that. But reason it ended because I left, because I knew I wasn't getting no action. And so I was like, oh.
It's the problem with being married to classy ladies.
Yeah, I was like, what you about to do? She said, well, yeah, I'm about to go home and lay down. I got to get up for work. And I was like, oh, okay, can I come? That was just the dumbest thing I could say to my wife, my then date. You weren't even my girlfriend then. I said, can I come? Like, who does that?
I know, but it's what you meant.
But,
so you said what you meant.
Who does that? Who does that? I asked her.
Wasn't a great line.
I said, can I come? Like, the look she gave me.
Yeah. But it's exactly what you thought and wanted to do.
But I was at that stage.
You were direct.
I was at the height of my
right.
Yeah.
Right. That was kind of muscle memory from what you would say to other people.
When it would always work.
Right.
What are they hitting for? Yeah, but I'm going to say that to Donna. But
like, thank God you didn't say that.
Yeah, I ain't saying to Donna. Can I go?
Oh man.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
me and my wife's first date was great. It was at a restaurant called Audubon in Boston. We went back there and had dinner there on our honeymoon, which was very cool. And, None of the rest of it's any of your business. But we're married. We've got two kids.
That's all that matters.
We're in the negotiation process for another one. So you never know.
Never know.
You never know. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
James had me damn flustered over here. I couldn't remember. No,
this is a lot.
I said James. I don't ever say James that many times.
Mm-mm.
But I like James. James had a lot of energy and everything. But
I hope he's right about what he predicted also.
The Braves winning the LA's.
And Georgia Tech going to the college football playoff. That'd be fun.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be real cool. Joe Pactor is cheap. $26 for a round of golf. Offended Brian Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just surprised him, I think, more than anything. He hadn't done anything that broke in a long time. Grandma will swell your chest up.
Yeah, man. Grandma had a ready to fight.
Every Marcel, physical greeter. Jared Kelnick is like a poodle. Very emotional.
Yeah. Very emotional.
Bo, not bothered by lack of air conditioning. He's not shy. He'll let you know that. And it's James, not Andrew.
Yeah, man. My bad, Andrew. You're still my dude. I'm sorry we couldn't help you, dog.
Fix it.
I think every relationship is different, but you better fix it.
Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Just fix it, especially moving in together.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Like,
I mean,
you guys haven't lived together very long
exactly.
for all this stuff to be going on.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Not James.
Fix it, not James. All right, we'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.